All right, now, how are you responding at this point? You know, we've been talking a bit about the physical today. You know, we focused on losing weight, and then we dealt with weight, you know, a tad bit, but only remotely, as we talked about physical attractiveness. Now let's turn away from the physical and turn to something that has to do with, well, the physical is still involved, but it is not primary. You might say it has to do with morals. You might say it has to do with ethics. That's really the focus now. It has to do with marijuana. How many of you are finding that you're still responding more emotionally than intellectually to this whole debate about medical marijuana in particular? I do want to emphasize that. I don't want us, you know, some of us to be thinking about medical marijuana while others are thinking about recreational marijuana while others are thinking about both. No, just so that we're all on the same page, let's focus exclusively on medical marijuana. Do you find that you're responding emotionally to the debate surrounding medical marijuana? And when I say responding emotionally, I mean regardless of whether you are in favor of the use of medical marijuana and you only respond in anger when you hear people oppose the use of medical marijuana, or whether you are totally opposed to the idea of using marijuana, even as medicine, and you only respond in anger when you hear anyone advocate the use of marijuana as medicine, which is really kind of driving the train for you. Emotional engagement or intellectual engagement? And one of the things that I want to point out again is that when we're, you know, debating, quote unquote, any number of issues that can be somewhat controversial, I would never suggest that we need to be completely void of emotion. No, not even suggesting that. We have emotions for a reason. All I'm saying is we probably do better to let our minds do the driving rather than let our emotions do the driving when it comes to helping us reach conclusions that may lead to solutions. So let's resume our look at medical marijuana and what people are saying in favor of its use, what people are saying in opposition to its use. And again, we'll take a look at what ProCon.org is sharing with us on this issue. And this time, because I'm almost certain that previously I started with the pros, this time let's start with the cons. And again, the question is, should marijuana be a medical option? The pros say yes, marijuana should be a medical option. The cons say no, marijuana should not be a medical option. So again, the question is, should marijuana be a medical option? The pros say yes, the cons say no. So let's start with a con who says no. Attorney Karen P. Tandy, administrator of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. She stated during her Senate confirmation hearing in April 2003 in a document titled Responses of Karen Tandy to Questions Submitted by Senator Durbin. The active ingredient in marijuana, THC, has been accepted as having medicinal value when processed into marinol. Marijuana itself, however, has not been shown to have medical benefits. Accordingly, I have no basis for believing that marijuana and smoking marijuana has any such benefits. Now, I know some of you are thinking, wait a minute, hold up. That sounded pretty significant. I think I missed some of that. Would you share that again? Sure. This is what Attorney Karen P. Tandy, former administrator of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, stated, "The active ingredient in marijuana, THC, has been accepted as having medicinal value when processed into marijuana. Marijuana itself, however, has not been shown to have medical benefits. Accordingly, I have no basis for believing that marijuana and smoking marijuana has any such benefits." So, Attorney Tandy was saying, it is not marijuana in general that carries any medicinal benefit, but rather one of its ingredients, THC, has benefit, but only when it has been changed in form. Changed from just pure THC into marijuana. All right, here's a pro who says, yes, marijuana should be a medical option. The American College of Physicians, the ACP, stated the following in its February 15, 2008 position paper that was titled Supporting Research into the Therapeutic Role of Marijuana. Position one is that ACP, again, the American College of Physicians, supports programs and funding for rigorous scientific evaluation of the potential therapeutic benefits of medical marijuana and the publication of such findings. Position two, ACP encourages the use of non-smoked forms of THC that have proven therapeutic value. Position four, ACP urges review of marijuana status as a Schedule I controlled substance and its reclassification into a more appropriate schedule, given the scientific evidence regarding marijuana's safety and efficacy in some clinical conditions. Position 5. ACP strongly supports exemption from federal criminal prosecution, civil liability, or professional sanctioning, such as loss of licensure or credentialing, for physicians who prescribe or dispense medical marijuana in accordance with state law. Similarly, ACP strongly urges protection from criminal or civil penalties for patients who use medical marijuana as permitted under state laws. What do you think? I know that's not a whole lot of information. That was one con and one pro. But again, we're just trying to empower ourselves to put our intellects in the driver's seat as we weigh in on this whole issue of medical marijuana. So let me give you at least one more pro and one more con, maybe two of each, as soon as I come back.